The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Back for the second hour on this Thursday edition of the National Intel Report, 29th of August, 2019. You know, Robert, I started doing that years ago, telling people what the date is for purposes of record.
Sure.
We have all of the programming. It's scattered around, but it can be gathered up. We have all the programming on RBN. So if there is any federal monkey business going on, taking stuff out of context, whatever, we literally have the correct record. So just in case anybody ever wondered, now everybody's doing it. Now, most of the people I hear, they come on, here's the date. Yeah. Nobody used to do that before. I don't know if they're just copycatting or they had actually thought this thing through. I don't know. Hey, Tom in Philly has been hanging on for almost ever. He's probably pulled over and asleep now in his car. Hello, Tom.
Nah. I don't pull over to sleep. What's the matter with you?
You just drive while you're sound asleep. Okay, then.
Yeah. All right. I called for one purpose, but you got into another tangent here. But back in the late 70s, early 80s, 90s, when the tax protest movement was going hard and strong, we had phone trees set up. So if our friendly neighborhood infamous robbery squad showed up at your door, you would make one phone call. That person would then call two people. Then those would call two people. Well, they learned pretty quick what was going on, and they start cutting phone lines so that you couldn't make a call. So now, in the advent of, cellular technology and things like that, they come to knock on your door. You know, they're going to pull out their little stingray, and they're going to shut down all your cellular communications, or they're going to intercept it. That's what a stingray does. It will act as a cell phone site, and they'll grab your phone call, and they'll not only stop you from making the call, they'll know who you are calling, on any phone. Doesn't matter if it's a burner. But most likely, they're just going to shut down all the RF. So, and most people don't have landlines. They'll probably cut your cable and your landline and throw up an RF net on you. So, I've been thinking about this for a long time on how to get around that problem. And I've got some ideas, which I'm not going to say, but maybe one of these days I'll see you and tell you in person. But the other thing was, these cameras that went out in the police, I've installed thousands of cameras. I've installed cameras in police department, lockup cells, federal buildings, every possible place you can put up a camera. Most of the ones that are in the jail cells, they have two cameras, one looking each way, so that they can tell if somebody tampers with it. I just don't see this situation happening with cameras. Oh, they just failed. That just doesn't really happen, especially...
Hey, the most high-profile guy in custody,
right,
basically in the country right now, and his cameras fail.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, did the whole facility fail? Did the recorder fail, or just that one camera? or, you know, I'd like to have more detail on that, because I'd bet you a dollar to donuts that that was definitely done intentionally, and, you know, whatever went on. And I doubt very much they're using DVD recorders. They're using sophisticated
network video
recorders, probably with cloud backup and everything. You know what? This is my ballywick. I know all about this crap, and I'm sorry, but I've got thousands of cameras out there, and if I have one camera fail every year, that's bad luck.
Well, and what's fascinating, case in point, Pentagon. What was released? Well, it's grainy. We think that you can see a tail, a vertical tail fin, frames missing, and then a big ball of flame. But if you notice,
well, that's a time lapse, John.
No, that I understand. It's a time lapse. No, I get that.
All right.
But that came from a gas station. How many cameras? And I don't know the answer to this.
Around the Pentagon.
Yeah, around in and around that damn Pentagon. And this
they went and took all of them. But that one camera you saw, that was at a guard post at the Pentagon. It was just happened to be looking in that direction. But all the other cameras, they went and confiscated all the video. So I'm sorry, but you know what?
You guys, listen. Hold on. These guys dropped Building 7 in the middle of the daytime in downtown New York City, the same place where this jail is, and these people are walking around free.
I know.
And so you're talking about one guy, Jeff Epstein, in a jail. Like, they couldn't spring him, kill him, whatever they did to him.
Yeah.
But these people did drop Building 7 right there in front of the whole world.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're walking around. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? A friend of mine, he was an ex-Army Ranger. He was the CI between the FBI and the first World Trade Center bombers, okay? Garrett Wilson. Mm-hmm. I knew him personally. He was a friend. And he was approached by a mosque for security, because he taught self-defense and, you know, physical security, plant security. They came to him and they said, hey, we want you to teach us how to protect our building and ourselves. Well, after a few weeks of going through what they wanted, he figured out these guys weren't asking to learn how to protect the building. They were wanting to learn offensive stuff. So he went to the FBI and talked to them, and they put him as a CI. And they're wanting to learn how to rappel. They're wanting to learn how to fire weapons. He was shipping guns. He was actually transporting guns from New Jersey up into the Pocono Mountains for their training center. And then when they went and got the explosives from the FBI, the FBI gave them real explosives. Then they dropped the surveillance. That's the only way they got away with it. So when he started raising hell about it, he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head twice.
Oh, yeah.
He used to wear a shirt that said, it had the Federal Witness Protection emblem on it. It says, "You don't know me." And we used to tease him about it all the time. It was so funny. But, you know, they killed him.
Double tap.
And those guys are walking around, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
All right. Well, good show. Nice to hear. I like you bringing all the hosts on, John. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's everybody to know everybody.
Exactly. We're not that big, and we shouldn't be that far away from each other.
Yeah. You've seen some of Larry Klayman stuff, right? He's a friend of mine, too. I used to fix his dad's TV.
Yeah, you know
Larry Klayman.
Yeah, you said you were going to get him on my program. I'm still waiting. That was a year and a half ago.
I know. I've been trying. I've been trying. It's like it's trying to get the pollen off a bee's legs.
No, I got you.
But I haven't given up.
Right.
You know, so I'll keep going.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Goodbye.
By the way, the giveaway Democrat. Yeah, you don't have to work. We'll give you money. Well, the Democrat Congress is going to give U.S. banks permission to keep the deposits and IRA accounts to pay off bank debt and prevent bankruptcies. Waking up to your bank's ATM, you know you got a grand in there in your account, you find a zero balance, and then discover to your horror, your bank emptied your checking, savings, IRAs, etc. with a click of a mouse, and used the money to pay its gambling. Oh, I'm sorry, its derivative debt. Your money?
That's a real haircut, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The bankers rip everybody off, and then they borrow all this money. and then put it on the backs of the taxpayers. I don't know. Did you get a bailout check in 2008?
No,
I didn't. I didn't either. Well, what I just described to you folks out there is the new law of the land, and it was signed into law in 2010 under Barack Hussein Obama. It's known by different names, Dodd-Frank Act, Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protections Act, Public Law 111-203, H.R. 4173, Bank Bail-In. The law states that U.S. banks may take its depositors' funds, that is your checking, savings, IRA, 401, doesn't matter, and use those funds when necessary to keep itself, the bank, afloat. And here is an actual bank bail-in definition. When regulators or governments have statutory power to restructure liabilities of distressed financial institutions and impose losses on both bondholders and depositors. That means if your bank made bad investments in derivatives or made bad loans to subprime borrowers, or manages the bank poorly and can't service its debt, or even worse, the economy has another 2008 collapse. And instead of that bank going bankrupt, the bank assets sold off to be given back to its deposit. No. Now the bank just keep your money. And guess what? The bank is no longer failing. The bank just keeps your money. We've seen this before. We saw it happen in Cyprus. They were horrified that people actually paid attention to that. But it was commercial accounts, and after they got through with the commercial accounts, then they went after the individual depositors and said, No. You're under the illusion that that was your money in a bank. No, that money actually belongs to us.
Oh, hey, John, I'm sure you saw this week, bonds with negative yields. Over there, all over in Europe, about to drop on people. So you're holding bonds, you're losing money.
Well, I was looking at the 30-year, and the 30-year bond today was below 2%. Yeah. Now, they're telling us our gross domestic product, it grew about 2% in 2019. Inflation is in check. Yeah. Actually, the devaluation of your dollar is not in check.
Yeah.
It's still
go out to eat. Yeah. Go out to eat.
Yeah. I mean, you go to McDonald's now, and it's the price of a sit-down meal, what you used to cost in a sit-down restaurant.
Unless you get a pink slime, like, dollar menu something, yeah. Then who the hell knows what's in it?
Oh, God, you just made me ill. Any callers there, Mikey? Tony in Texas. Hello, Tony in Texas.
Hello, Tony in Texas, in the great state of Texas, I might add. Mm. Good evening, gentlemen. Hey. Just with regard to Epstein, Monday night, your guest, Harley Schlanger, said that Bill Barr's dad hired Epstein. Records show his father left Dalton in February of 1974. Epstein was hired over the summer of 1974. And, I've said this before, yet the disinfo still goes on. I'll take my answer offline.
Wait, Tony, back up here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm not quite understanding what you just said. Can you refine that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Certainly. It's been put out there that they're trying to connect Bill Barr with Epstein.
Okay.
And draw this long-winded thing around it, try to tie him up with Epstein. They're trying to tie up Trump with Epstein. Quite frankly, let me back up just a little bit. President Trump, when he was Donald Trump, the citizen, when he found out that Epstein was a pedophile, he banned him from all his clubs, country clubs, golf clubs, whatever it is. And so it's just, I guess my point is that it's the fake news, mainstream, lamestream, however you want to put it, just trying to spin ahead of the cycle, because I do personally believe through my research that there are going to be people that are going to be held accountable finally and are going to go to jail. Whether we find out about it through your network or other networks, I think it's going to happen.
Well, okay, but Tony, how is it going to happen? This is the problem. The IG, the IG just came out and gave Comey a get out of jail free pass. Now that's right. That's Barr's office.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not saying to what you said about trying to connect Barr. I get that. But what in the hell? If you and I were to go to Congress and raise our little right hands and swear to tell the truth and all that stuff, and we lied, and it became apparent that we lied, there would be hell to pay for that.
Absolutely, and I completely agree with you.
And here's a guy that ran a witch hunt for, 2.5 years? And this is what I said, getting out ahead of the story. We knew about Fusion GPS. We knew about the Russian uranium deal. All the while they're talking about collusion, Hillary's in there wheeling and dealing. Bill's getting exorbitant speaker fees. She made out like a bandit, and she's been making out like a thief for all of these years. Tony, I'm telling you, I don't know what it's going to take, and I don't know exactly what form it's going to take. I hope that you're right, but I don't want to sit around and just hope. Because what I've seen so far, this is the government protecting itself, and it is going to go to no end to do exactly that.
And I agree to your point, absolutely. However, let me offer this leap of faith, which I truly have done a lot of research on.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that what transpired today was, okay, we're not going to prosecute on this matter, but it's going to be at a later date that's going to be a greater matter.
And you're talking about the FISA warrant process, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so there's another IG. Yeah, there's another IG report that on Russiagate still pending, and they're talking about this one that this other guy's running. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but they're talking about heads are going to roll with this FISA kind of, disclosing all the stuff about the FISA abuses and all that.
Yes. And to that point, you know, this stuff is, and we know this at, on John's network, Republic Broadcast Network, we've known this for years and years. This stuff has been going on for thousands of years. So to clean it up in 2.5-3 years, which is going to take another 4 years, I believe that President Trump will be reelected. But the efforts that this administration, but I'm saying more about the patriots that are behind the scenes, are doing such great work. Yes, in this day and age, we want to have everything done in 60 minutes or 90 minutes, everything. But it's going to take time to unwind this. So I do believe that it is absolutely the greatest military intelligence operation that has ever taken place in history. And it's going to take time. It's not going to be in our time. But it's certainly, in my opinion, going to happen. And I believe that it's going to happen in the next few years. So when we look at being hurry up and let's get McDonald's and get out of here. Now it's going to take a fine dining experience to finally figure out and get these people out of here. And I in my heart of hearts, I believe it's going to happen. And that's it.
Mm. You're more of an optimist than I am, Tony. I know it needs to be done, but there again, I go back. What's the mechanism here? What venue is going to be used? Are we talking about just an all-out chaotic martial law scenario, and we just go grabbing people and marching them up to the gallows, hang them, and then slither off into the woods?
No, sir, and that's the point.
Okay, hang on to that thought, and I'll get the rest of your sentiments here after this break. 800-313-9443. I don't know. We're pretty bad at organizing. I don't know. With a government and a country on its keister, do we have the strength and the ability to pick it back up? Ladies and gentlemen, we here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Tony, do you follow Q?
I do the 8chan, yes, I do. I do 8chan.
Yeah,
And I do Twitter also. But listen, you know, I do a lot of research over a broad spectrum of information that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow just one. I just don't follow one thing. I follow multiple things. So I do believe in our president for the first time in my life. And I believe that it is I'm being redundant, but I want your listeners to hear that I do believe in the greatest military intelligence operation that has ever existed to just turn the light on the dark evil that has been going on in this world forever. So I do believe that the importance of reading the law documents that are out there, that are accessible, are very important. So that, don't trust me. Trust yourself and trust your own research. But be willing to go further. It's a tough pill to swallow. Red, blue, green, white, whatever. But all your listeners out there, John, do your own research. Don't trust in me. Don't trust in one individual. Do your own research, and it will be apparent to you after the voluminous amount of documents that you have to cipher through. You'll find it. I found it. And so there I have it.
All right. Tony.
Cheers, gentlemen.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for the show, and thank you for holding me over, John.
Thanks. I appreciate your call. Let me take Bruce. Yes. Bruce in Texas here before the bottom of the hour break. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, we got Robert there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Semper Fi, bro.
You too.
Yeah, and who else do we have?
The host of the show.
Okay, just John. Okay, how you doing, John? I thought we had
Wait a minute. Did I sound like somebody else there for a while?
No.
Okay, all right.
I've been multitasking, moving the horse around while I'm listening to y'all, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, but before I get into the main topic, you know, that bumper music from Top Gun, they got the new Top Gun Maverick coming out. Have you all seen the teaser for that on YouTube?
No.
I have not, no.
No.
You might want to check it out. It looks pretty good. They attack a country somewhere, and it's going through snow-covered mountains, so I'm real curious as to how the politics of this, you know, or what, you know.
You know what my movie watching anymore, what I watch is the old black and whites. What I'll watch is when there was no political agenda attached, when there was no foul language just for the sake of having foul language, and gratuitous violence for the sake of just, they call it action. I'm finding myself more and more, hell, I'm even back to the 60s, 50s and the 60s, one step beyond Twilight Zone. And what was the other one? Outer Limits.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, I mean, but, you know, Tom Cruise, he's probably going to pitch for Scientology someplace in that movie. Who knows? Gosh. Any rate.
I didn't mean to ruin my call there with that. But we were talking about cameras there. You know, look at this here. 9/11, you know, we have that little bit like you talked about. And by the way, it's quite possible that the USS Cole was struck by a Popeye anti-ship missile launched by an Israeli sub. Mm-hmm. And so whatever hit the Pentagon wasn't big enough to drag its engines on the lawn. And it was moving pretty quick. And the hole, you can compare the holes in the USS Cole and then the hole in the inner ring of the Pentagon. And it looks pretty, pretty damn close.
Hey, and they dumped an old Rolls Royce out on the Pentagon lawn that doesn't even go into any of the aircraft that they said hit the Pentagon either.
Wait a minute. Back up here. What, Robert?
A Rolls-Royce motor, you know, a lot of our modern aircraft have Rolls-Royce motor. Okay. Yeah, they dump this Rolls-Royce motor out on the lawn of the Pentagon, and it doesn't even match the style of aircraft that they said hit the Pentagon.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just disintegrated. I mean, and these people were pilots that couldn't even land a plane. They could take it off. They could take a single engine plane off, but they played hell trying to land it. The pilots out there, the pilots associations, they looked at this. These are guys with stick time 10, 20, 30,000 hours behind the stick. They're going, there's no way on God's green earth that a rookie, let alone somebody with tens of thousands of hours, could pull off. Mm-hmm. It's complete garbage. Oh, and by the way, everything disintegrated.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that plane would have had to have been flying at 6,000 miles an hour. And there's still stuff that would have survived.
Yeah, we had three Top Gun pilots flying those things.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Yeah. Where's the pit? You know, Oklahoma City, I know you're pretty knowledgeable about that, John. Remember that was the first version of the Patriot Act was languishing in Congress in committee. And the author of that was Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they reward their puppets with placement. You know what I mean? The selection.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so, yeah. Uncle Joe. All right.
Is that bumper music I heard?
That's bumper music.
All righty, sir.
Thank you.
Take care.
Appreciate Bye-bye. It. Bye-bye. 800-313-9443. We've got about a half hour left in ye old program. And I want to get around to New York and things of that nature when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Netanyahu, operations in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. Today I hear, Robert, that we're reaching a peace accord with Afghanistan and we're going to be able to get out of there after 19 years. What's your take on this? Is Bibi, I see it spun that he's worried about a re-election in the Likud party and he's taking matters into his own hands. How are you reading this one?
You know, I'm you know, like Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about the grand chessboard. So let's look at it. You've got all of this ratcheting up where everybody's talking about a preemptive hit on Iran from Bibi and the Likudniks. Now you've got this 5-week suspension of the parliament in Britain. It's going to come back 2 weeks before the hard Brexit. You've got this China trade war thing going on, and then the Hong Kong stuff. You know, Hong Kong was a British little endeavor for many years.
Which, but hold on here a second. A little addendum to that. The Chinese are not going to retaliate with tariffs. They're giving signals that they really want to work out a deal. They're hurting over there. They're hurting worse than we are. Yeah. So there's a little bit of light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah, you know, the Taliban, these guys are already bragging that they ran the invaders out, you know, the United States and so forth and so on. The fentanyl is flowing in from China into the United States, killing a large numbers of our people. It's coming up through Mexico, this nice open border of ours. You know, the rare earth minerals, which the Chinese have allegedly got the a nice cornering of the market on. You know, this is very fascinating stuff. Now that there's people speculating that basically Boris Johnson and the Brits are going to come out of the EU and basically hooked up with us, and then people have this vision that the Russians are going to, you know, defect towards us and then be a counterweight against the Chinese. And I don't see that. I see Putin. He's a very mysterious guy. And Joel Skousen and some of these other folks talk about that the United States is going to be attacked by the Chinese and the Russians and so forth. There's a lot of speculation on what's going to happen here, I don't see any of it as good.
I've heard that for a number of years. And somebody ripped a page right out of Red Dawn The Russians are going to come up through Mexico and split the country and this, that, and the other. I don't see Vladimir Putin. The guy, since he's been in power, he's just trying to maintain that which is Russia's, trying to stabilize that country. I don't see overtures of nebby-nosing and sending troops aside from Syria. And that was the request, at the request of the Syrian government, to go fight what we were funding over there, ISIS and whatever else.
And you got them sticking up for Maduro down there in Venezuela right now. And we got our Monroe Doctrine. And, I mean, it's so interesting watching this all unfold before us. But Putin's a real mystery man here as far as this goes. A lot of people think that, you know, you had the John Birch Society folks saying that basically this whole perestroika deception kind of methodology where the Russians are going to suck up to us until a certain point and going to stab us in the back, and Putin's secretly still loyal to the Marxists, Leninists, blah, 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 and this is all a ruse. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear all kinds of different things. It's really hard to gauge as a layman sitting here trying to figure this all out, but it's interesting. And I'll tell you this, the Calexit, remember the Calexit people out here in California, all the commies that wanted to come under the sphere of the Chinese? I mean, they're nuts.
Yeah. Well, I wished I was as optimistic as that one caller, but you know, Trump, he's kind of hard to figure out. Does he have a well-developed ego? Oh, you betcha. Is he maybe a tad bit narcissistic? Yeah, maybe. But this guy knew the game, and he knew how to play the game. And he played with those that played the game along with everybody else, with real estate, with the banks, you name it. It was the game in town, so to speak. But Trump he's got some streaks in him. He's got some stubborn streaks in him. And he's not mentioned anything about Hillary Clinton since the election. And if I want to hop on that hope train, Robert, I would say in his second term, he may go after Hillary Clinton. He may do a lot of things. He's a businessman. He's dealt with these banks. He knows exactly how all this operates. And the banks are not solvent anymore. They just are not. They're not solvent. We need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He's been banging on the chairman here, telling him to lower interest rates. That kind of flies in the face of what they do and how they do it. They create the stuff, and then they loan it out at interest. That's been their game, always has been, and always will be.
Well, they kept them babies flat with Obama, though, didn't they? That whole time, they didn't tinker with the interest rates at all.
No.
Yeah. No. And you know, there's a whole kind of group of talk show hosts and so forth and so on out here that think that Hillary's going to jump back in the game, and number two, that Trump is not going. He's going to drop out sometime in the near future, and he's not going to run.
What programs are you listening to?
I listen to a lot of different different stuff, and it's all kind of, you know, various platforms and internet streams. But that's what people are saying. Some people, Trump's not going to run for a second term, and blah blah blah. He doesn't want to be president anymore, and blah blah blah. And he's losing too much money in his, you know, the Trump empire and all the rest of it. You know, this guy took a big hit to run for president. A lot of people don't give him any credit for that. He could have stayed the rich mogul with all the nice properties and, you know, all that stuff. And this guy jumps in the game as a Republican, automatically gets branded as a Nazi, white supremacist, white nationalist. He hates everybody that doesn't, that's not white, and all this stuff. And I'll tell you what, their family's taking a severe hit financially. It is what it looks like for him doing this.
Well, and the guy is going to be 74 years old. He's 73 now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, think about this, folks. If you were a billionaire, and I don't know how many millions or billions he actually has, because I asked to see his tax returns, and he said, no, John, you can't. And I'm looking at this. These are the years he's in relatively good shape. Does a guy look like he's 73 to you?
No, and as far as like his intellect versus Biden's right now, holy cow, that guy's out to lunch.
Biden has always been the goofy uncle that everybody tolerated, you know, but
hey, but I'll tell you this, John, watch the debate with Joe Biden when he was running for vice president, and he debated Paul Ryan, and he mopped the floor with Paul Ryan. So he was a lot sharper way back then in 2008, and he's really lost his edge now.
Yeah. Robert, it was Ryan.
Yeah, Paul Ryan.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a great brain trust, you know.
Big Ayn Rand follower and so forth and so on. Everybody said he was so sharp. This guy was a treasonous POS if I ever saw one as a Republican, I'll tell you.
Is that a point of view?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see here. Geez, I think we've, if we act upon everything we talked about today and we had a way to do it, I think we pretty much solved the ills of the country, if not the world. Wow. I think we spent a good day here.
So, you know, with the one caller, John, I looked at a couple articles. One was up on Gateway Pundit. One's up on Fox News. Greg Jarrett, Comey, not out of the woods yet. Prosecutors may be awaiting results of FISA abuse probe. So that's where a lot of people are saying they're holding out hope that heads are going to roll with all the FISA stuff, you know, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, blah, blah, blah.
Well, but there's been a lot of comments made about Comey and his attitude. He's been basically, tweeting out that he's been vindicated. And I'm looking at this smug son of a gun. And I'm thinking,
we owe him an apology. Yeah,
we owe him an apology. And I'm like, really? We owe this man an apology. I hope that you're right. But
his history with the Clinton crime machine goes way, way back. And he ran cover for Hillary to run, you know, to finish running for president, and covered up all those crimes with her as Secretary of State. Pay for play, the whole nine.
Do you think, and it's always been my point of view, that if you really want to get people talking and turning over evidence, well, of course, you threaten them. But what you do, if you want to clean up drugs in a community, and you know the drugs are there, you know they're being sold on the street corner, what you don't do is waste your manpower busting all the little street corner vendors. What you do is you snag a couple of the big ones, and you really apply a lot of pressure, and then you promise them, you know, if you roll here, we won't let anybody know that it was you, and start giving up some names. What you want to do is get the distributor that's distributing the drugs into that community. You go to him. You nab his butt. Same pressure applies. What happens, my point is, what happens to the whole drug tree, if you will, it's not fed anymore, and it just dries up and dies.
Yeah, but at the very top's a good old Central Intelligence gang, and they're running the cartels, and they're running the gangs that pump this stuff into the community. You know, I was talking to a guy who's really not very smart. And I've played him a couple of YouTube videos of the homeless epidemic from Portland all the way down to San Diego, Sacramento, San Francisco, Seattle. And he's looking at these homeless encampments, the trash, the people openly shooting up heroin right on the BART station in San Francisco, and nobody does anything about it. I could watch his jaw just drop. And this is, you know, our whole western coast is in total free fall as far as, you know, Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew being the governor. The whole thing is just a wreck out there.
Did you see Newsom the other day? He blamed his homeless problem in California, saying that they all came from Texas.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, you know, is you know, I know that there are soothsayers and liars, but can't you be a little bit more creative than that?
Well, they all learn, John, that there's free stuff out there. The weather's nice. If you're a junkie going out there, they don't prosecute really for drugs and so forth. It's a utopia for the doper crowd. I mean, you know, live in a tent and do your thing, and
yeah.
But they, you know, there's these towns are buying people one way tickets to some of these homeless, let's just say, magnets. And so that is true in a way, but people just want to, you know, get rid of them. And people are buying them tickets to Sacramento, where the capital is.
Okay, yeah, I want you, with all your perusing around, I want you to show me that homeless guy with cowboy hats and a cowboy hat sitting there shooting heroin out there in L.A. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Thank you, John. Hi, Robert. Oh, boy, is that rich. A utopia for dopers. I have a Fed question to ask you.
Hey, Udopia. Udopia. I made up
Udopia.
How about rope-a-dope?
You coined
it. No, that was Ali leaning against the ropes. Never mind. Go ahead.
My question about the Fed is that we know what the published rates are. When they lend money out, are they lending it out at one rate, but they're charging the government another rate? Actually printing it?
Who the hell do you think I am? President of the Federal Reserve?
Jeez, I don't think I've ever heard that.
I've never heard it either. You just shocked and surprised me because I've never heard that question asked.
Yeah, I've heard that bantered about, and think about it. They loaned out during that TARP bailout, they loaned out that stuff to their buddies at like 0% or right there.
Yeah.
And of course they're going to charge the government, what is it, 5-7%. You know, it's crazy.
No, it's not charging the government. Right. It's charging us because we're on the hook for the debt.
Sure.
Yeah. Right, because the by that logic, the debt would have been rolling backwards, wouldn't it?
I don't understand.
I mean, if they were charging 0% of actually paying banks to take their money, well, that's basically the question. Hmm.
I you know what? I honestly don't know.
I heard that constantly during the TARP process and so forth and so on, that they were basically shoving this money at the banks, and a lot of them were too big to fail type institutions that really needed the bailout.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ken.
During this time, we became GM became Government Motors. Remember that? They took over basically GM.
You know, isn't it? Don't you find it rather fascinating, Robert, that the only auto company that's left of the three? Well, at the time, it was still Chrysler. It wasn't Fiat Chrysler. They get bailed out not only once but twice, and then sell out to Fiat. Thank you very much, Chrysler.
Yeah.
But Ford, when this thing hit back in 2008, they knew it was coming. They trimmed down their production. They emptied their inventory. They got as much cash together as they could, and they're the ones that did not need any money from the government. And if you know the history of Ford Motor Company going back to Henry Ford, and what did he used to write about, Robert?
Yeah, the Dearborn Chronicles.
That's right. He made a four-volume set, and you want to talk about somebody that was not afraid to take chances. Henry Ford was a lot of things, but fearful he was not. He took all of his writings in the Dearborn Independent, comprised and made a four-volume set and had them at the dealership, every Ford dealership in America, and everybody that bought a Ford car got a four-volume set of the International Jews on the issue of banking. Henry knew that stuff back in 1920, more than 100 years, almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, and basically what his paradigm that I want to make a product that my employees can afford.
What a smart guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ford's still allegedly like right up there as far as an American product, as far as dependability and so forth and so on to this day.
Well, there is a reason why I like the Detroit Lions so much. The Ford company bought them back in 1963. They built some pretty good cars, but their football team. But Martha Firestone Ford, there's another name.
Yeah.
This goes back many years. 93-year-old Grand Dame. She said, look, before I die, I'm going to have a Super Bowl in this damn town. Go, Martha. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now, that's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Here's your last minutes on Earth. Pretend, Robert. What's your parting message here?
Well, let's see. It always looks dark, and a lot of us, you know, when we're paying attention to all this evil that's descended on our society and basically on all of our societies around the planet, We have to realize, man, these people are truly not in control when it comes down to the metaphysical level. They're here, and they've got their marching orders from the I guess the evil principle out here in the universe. They're going to lose, and we all have to keep that in mind. And some of us might, you know, fall along the way, but you know, my big deal is I just want you know, when you look back at those pictures of people from the 30s and the 40s and so forth, and sitting at a bar or sitting in a restaurant. I want the America back again, but they screwed this stuff up with the hormones and the vaccines and the food and the water and the air, to where these people are so – they don't even know what gender they are anymore. You know, basically all of us, and I could probably speak for you, we all just want, you know, a return to at least – I'm not saying normalcy. It'll never be normal again, but at least to where the fight is, you know, to restore – a place where little kids can grow up without being snatched by pedos and crap shot in their arm to disguise as a vaccine. You know, our food to be clean, the water to be clean, the air to be free of chemtrails and smart dust and all the other stuff. That's what we're at war for. And, you know, this is why guys like me, I devote my time. I don't make any money doing this. I devote my time because somebody's got to do something.
Yeah.
And before this thing goes hot, people need to, you know, we need to reach as many people as we can to where they're not, you know, on the other side of this thing. But at the same time, when you go into hostile territory, we've moved into a weird time with red flag laws and all that now. Be careful and circumspect about how you talk to people about in the content of the conversation, and watch out for these snitches that'll bear false witness against you and well, tell people that you pulled a gun on them and all this other strange stuff. Well, you know, there's hostile. Yeah, go ahead.
We're running out of time here. I was just going to add here that a lot of people seem to believe, Christians believe, that if they turn their face back to God and they pray, that He'll heal our nation. I don't know. I think God might be angry enough. He's going to get out the ultimate universal three wood, and he's going to tee off on Earth and probably do a hole in one somewhere around Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, I mean, there is that aspect of look at the things that we've let be done in our name. And I just mentioned that Sunday night. We've let the corrupt elements in this country grab and seize hold of the levers of power, and we've let them do a lot of evil things, a lot of death, unborn children, all the way up to people on the other side of the world that had nothing to do with anything, getting bombed by our weapon systems, and fifth columns operating all over the place. Hey, John, they talk about us. I mean, people tampering in our elections. How about us tampering in everybody else's?
What elections? We just bomb the crap out of the country until there's no infrastructure left.
Right.
Why do you need a government with no infrastructure? What do you rule over? Dead bodies and ruins? God almighty. Robert, I appreciate you coming up. How long you been on the network?
About 5 years now.
Damn, doesn't time fly when you're having so much fun?
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to the way it was 5 years ago, and we've moved so far.
I've reminded people, you know, you're going to wake up one of these days and the bad times we've gone through are going to look like the good old days. All right, Robert Ravel, thank you very much, my friend.
All right, John, it's been a pleasure.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Me too.
Thank you for being here, folks. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. End of the month. Have you donated? If you haven't, please do. If you never have, do it now.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.